The epistle for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every one prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only, and not in another. For every one shall bear his own burden, and let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructeth him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption, but he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap not failing. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a great multitude of the city was with her. Whom when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not," and he came near and touched the bier. And they that carried it stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God hath visited his people." Please be seated. To die is to gain. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We see in the epistle today some very valuable lessons that St. Paul gives to us, trying to explain to us, trying to help us to see, to live by the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. We've talked about that before, just the integral Catholic life that we must have. It entails that it covers the whole man. And so that's where we understand also of how the external must correspond with the internal itself. Practice what you preach. Because as St. Paul also mentions to us, God is not mocked, God is not deceived. God sees who we really are. And that's why he also reminds us of the fact, what you sow, you will reap. If you sow in the Spirit, therefore, then you will reap life everlasting. But on the contrary, if you sow in the flesh, then you will reap corruption. And so he continues on and tells us, while you have time, do something about it. And so when we think about to die is to gain, these are words that come from St. Augustine, the saint of today, the saint that we celebrate today. What he was referring to, if you live a good life, an integral Catholic life, then when God calls us from this world, when we die, we gain life everlasting. But it hinges on that fact, because again, we never know when God will call us from this world. We're not promised any time. And so therefore, we have to be ready for that. We must be ready for when God does call us. And so that's where, again, St. Augustine is famous for saying, as a man lives his life, so he will die. I mean, these terse little sayings that St. Augustine gives to us, explains to us clearly the whole spiritual life. Or we can say our whole life here on earth and what is it meant for us. It is meant for us to get to the next life. And so that's where when we see the lives of the saints, the things that they maybe suffered, the things that they went through, it was for a purpose, it was for a reason for them. Or when God does send us different crosses and trials, well, why? Why does he send us these things? You know, sometimes we can question that. Sometimes we can wonder why we have to undergo these things. But if we saw like God the whole picture of things, it would be clearer for us. we would see why, the reasons why we have to go through the things that we go through, or the reasons why the world is the way that it is. I mean, in some ways, we're expecting God's chastisement on the world around us. It hasn't come. We wonder why. Well, again, God knows why he is waiting, why he is holding back. Maybe there are good souls that are sacrificing and praying for the world itself that is, you know, holding off the hand of God's chastisement, God's wrath. We don't know. But again, it's the reminder to us, while we have time, we must try to do something about our lives to be prepared for when God does call us. And that is, every day of our life, we must consider that. Consider our end. I mean, granted, we see what some of the saints, St. Francis of Assisi, for one, used to keep a skull on his desk as a reminder of death. Granted, we might scare people if we put that at work. They might be wondering about us. But I think it also is, though, a good reminder for us just to consider, yes, the fleetingness of life. Are we ready for when God calls us? That is something that we could, in a way, we should ask ourselves every morning as we offer the day to God. If God were to call us, would we be ready for that? Would we be prepared for that? And so, as I say, going back to St. Paul, his valuable lessons that he gives to us, are we walking in the Spirit or are we walking in the flesh? Are we living by the Spirit or are we living by the flesh? And that will clearly answer to us the question, if God calls us, would we be ready? But that's why when we look at St. Augustine, we know from St. Augustine's life, during his life, he lived a life away from the graces of God, which tormented his mother, St. Monica, that she prayed for her son to come back to the graces of God, to live a life that is pleasing to God. Because certainly we can say St. Augustine was living a life according to the flesh. And so therefore, if he would have died at that point, he would have reaped corruption. But through the grace of God, he was saved. Through God's grace, then he was able to come back to live his faith, and obviously we see, become a doctor of the church, a saint, a bishop. So in that aspect, we can see the tremendous graces of Almighty God, of once we work with God's graces and what it can do for our soul. But previous to that, yes, he would have reaped corruption for his own soul. And that's why clearly we can see St. Augustine being, it's very fitting for him to say, as a man lives his life, so he will die. Because it hit home for him, and we see that obviously through his confessions, the book that he wrote about his life, of how at that time, if he would have been living that way, well, he would have died that way. But he changed his life. We've talked about that with St. Mary Magdalene. We see that with some of the saints. They lived a life away from God's graces. And then at one point, God's grace touched their soul. They accepted that and they went forward. And that's what we must try to take hold of for our own lives. I mean, we have the faith that shows by you coming here. But then we also must live that integral Catholic life. That it does affect the whole man, the whole woman. That we see the daily choices that we make have its consequences on us. The decisions we make, the things that we do, the people that we hang out with or do things with, they affect then our eternity. And so therefore, we must try to make that the practice of our life, to live according to the Spirit of Almighty God, the graces of Almighty God, to live our lives pleasing to God every day of our life, of always trying to stay in God's grace, Because as I say, we never know when God will call us. We have no idea when God will take us from this life, because again, we are not meant for this life. We hear that time and time again. But does it make sense to us? Too often, a lot of us, we live our lives according to this world itself. And so therefore, we live according to the flesh itself, which ultimately we will reap corruption. And so that's when St. Augustine tells us to die is to gain. It sounds so strange to us. To die, we lose this world and everything in it, all our possessions, our fame, our honor, whatever it may be. We lose all of that when we die. But St. Augustine tells us when we die, we gain, if we've lived a life pleasing to God, because we gain eternal life. We gain what is offered to us. The whole purpose of our life here on earth, the reason why God has created us, is to come back to Him in heaven. So that's why these two short sayings of St. Augustine should impact our lives. It should get us to think about how are we sowing our seed? Are we sowing it in, you know, the life of God? Are we sowing it in this world around us? But then again, we come back to St. Paul and his warnings to us. He says, "For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." So a warning comes from St. Paul. Be careful of what you think of yourself. Be careful if you think yourself to be something, whereas you're going to be nothing. You'll deceive yourself, but again, we see what St. Paul, he says, God is not mocked, God is not deceived by us. He sees very clearly who we are. Who we are and what we do, how we live our life, what we're sowing, and therefore what we will reap. He sees that very clearly. Do we? Again, quoting St. Paul at a different time, he talks about us looking through a mirror in a dark manner. We don't see ourselves clearly. And again, we talk about that. We hear the saints say that. St. Francis de Sales has said, "No one is a good judge of their own soul." That's why you need guidance. Because very easily we could deceive ourselves. And so therefore, let us pray for God's grace to help us to see, are we walking in the Spirit? Are we walking in the flesh? Are we living our lives pleasing to God? Are we not? And very clearly, that will answer the question for us, where are we going? Are we going to God? Are we not? Are we living our lives pleasing to God? So if He were to call us now, would we be ready? I mean, granted, most of us say, no, not yet. I want more time. Do we want more time because we want to live more in this world, or do we want more time because our soul is not prepared for that? Two different things. Ask ourselves that question and try to be honest with yourself. What is the reason? And it's hard. It is hard to give up this world because it is so appealing. It is such a draw to us. So therefore, while we have the time now, let us think. While we have the time, let us do something about our spiritual life, our life in general. Are we prepared? Are we ready? If God were to call us, would we be ready for that? As a man lives, so he dies. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.